96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Kids in your life may soon have some new toys, but a child advocacy group is warning families to beware of AI toys. A growing number of action figures, dolls, and stuffed animals are embedded with chatbots using artificial intelligence technology to communicate with kids like they're a trusted friend. Earlier this year, OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, announced a partnership with Mattel, one of the world's largest toy makers. Rachel Franz with the nonprofit Fair Play says AI toys are marketed with a promise of safety and learning, despite mounting evidence showing they could be harmful.
Right now, there is no research and no regulations that are in place to protect kids from the multitude of potential harms that can come from AI toys.
A recent report finds that some AI toys will talk with kids about topics that may not be appropriate. They could even offer advice on where to find matches or knives. Many of them have no parental controls. Child advocates warn that AI toys use the same technology that's created unsafe and even dangerous experiences for teens online, including urging them to harm themselves. Franz warns AI toys can prey on a kid's trust and record and analyze sensitive conversations even when the toy looks like it's off.
Most of the AI toys that we've looked at are collecting a lot of different types of data. And most of their privacy policies outline that they will sell them to third parties.
Fran says AI toys often urge kids not to stop playing with them and can crowd a child's imagination. Researchers say child-led play is vital for emotional regulation, social skills, and real learning. If you think your child's toy may be using AI technology, you can find some helpful information at fairplayforkids.org. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
Home for the holiday. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks back in Milwaukee for Christmas Day after returning from Indianapolis, where they beat the Pacers 111-94 Tuesday night. Head coach Doc Rivers, after watching the tape:
I thought we played all night, played hard, played physical. I thought our switching was good. We trapped McConnell a couple times, which I thought was great for us. So I thought we were locked in. But we got to get to that point where it's 48 minutes. You know, that's the next step.
The Bucks in Memphis tomorrow night against the Grizzlies, set to start at 7 p.m. NFL, the Packers working despite it being Christmas Day. So what's the plan at the Matt LaFleur house?
I'm sure we'll be getting up early in my house and opening presents. And about the minute we're done doing that, we'll be back at the office. So I don't think my wife thought I was a good boy this year. So I don't think she got me anything. I was on the naughty list.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy here through your Christmas with a high temperature today around 30. Areas of freezing rain developing tonight. Lows to the mid-20s. Friday, mild, high mid-30s. Staying warm on Saturday, much colder Sunday.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.